prophet of Benin Abuaje is the senior pastor of Overflow Faith Center with a mandate to empower destinies through the Word of God. He is anointed with a supernatural faith to cause the impossible to be made possible, to teach and build up destinies, to break the chains of the captives, and to care for the poor. He also has a traveling ministry and has traveled many countries to preach the gospel. Now, the message.
Father, speak to us by your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat. Today, I start with the conference. It's open. Yeah. Our 2023 conference is open now. Tell your neighbor, stand by faith. Tell another person, stand by faith. Hebrews 4, 1. Stand by faith. Because if you cannot stand by faith, you will fall out. It takes you to stand by faith to get what you need. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it too. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, for not being mixed with faith in them that heard. 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. A promise remained. Verse 1. A promise remained of entering his rest. A promise remained. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise left us. So it means that there is a promise that has been left us. So there is a promise that is remaining, that we should enter into his rest. So number one, you should know that that promise is remaining, and that promise will never change, because it's a promise that is remaining. It's a promise that has been left for us, that we should enter into his rest. Because in the rest of God, that is the security of life. That is why the Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Why do the righteous run into it? Because when they run into it, they have run into their rest. They have run into their safety. They have run into their security. They have run into their abundance. They have run into the anointing. They have run into the provision. Therefore, this promise is left for us, that we should enter. That we that remain, we shall enter into that rest. And any of you seem to come short of it, that we shouldn't come short of it. That was any of you should seem to come short of it. Because that promise remains, that we should enter into the rest. Verse 2. The gospel was preached to the old people. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well unto them. So the preaching of the gospel have never changed. So number 2, the preaching is still the same. Number two, write it. The preaching is still the same. The gospel, or you can write the gospel is still the same. So it's the same message I am talking to you. It's the same message for Moses, Aaron, them preach to them. For unto us the gospel has been preached as well unto them. So the Old Testament was also a gospel message. The New Testament is also a gospel message. But the writers and the narrators are different. I showed you by revelation. And the song we have been singing that we don't know the writer. And if you know the writer of that song, you never knew. So I showed you. Who is the writer? Hannah wrote that song. You remember the scripture? 1 Samuel chapter 2. Let me deviate and show you that the same gospel is preached. Salvation message was the same in their time as it is in our time. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 1. Move and then we'll come back, okay? Are you there? Okay. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. My home is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Because I rejoice in what? Where did Hannah knew there was a salvation? Because if we are talking about salvation, we are talking from Christ. From Christ coming, that's what we talk about salvation. But Hannah knew there was salvation somewhere. So the same, that verse 2, the song we sing. So the same message that we are preaching salvation, Hannah knew there was salvation. And he was talking about his mouth enlarged over his head. As if he knows that when Jesus comes, he will say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And as if he knows that we overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our life unto death ways. As if Hannah was there because she knew there was salvation. So the same message we preach to them is the same message we are preaching to. And then Hannah sang this song. That is not holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither there is any rock like our God. How many of you have sung this song? There is none holy as the Lord, there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock as our Lord. There is none. Is Hannah writing a song for us? And Hannah wrote this song how many years ago, and we are singing it and we still sing it. So the same message. Let's go back to Hebrews 4. The same message. So the message of the gospel have never changed. But the people that hears it always changes. Always changes. But there remain a promise that we, dear, we have to enter into it. Because there remain a promise. And we should fear least. We be left out as they were left out. We should fear. So that you understand, work out your own salvation with fear. Fear doesn't mean you are afraid. Fear. It's not that you are afraid. Fear is that you are being careful not to lose what you have. Very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah. So we should fear. We shouldn't walk our Christian life as if it's just we should fear. Because hell is real. Heaven is also real. No matter they preach grace, grace will never cover
sins.
So we should fear least a promise that is left us in entering into the rest, we will lose it. Because the same gospel is being preached. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto all of us are hearing what? One gospel. Unto us, the gospel is preached. But go further and look at what he says. I love it.
Now,
the word preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that
heard
it. So you can hear the word, but the word will not profit you, because there is an ingredient to the word and a manifestation of the word. But the word that was preached did not profit them, because it was not mixed with faith. Because the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So here, the next point is that the word must be mixed with faith. That is why you should stand by faith. It did not profit them of old, because they did not mix it with faith. The effectiveness of the word is the faith that you put behind it. So without faith, you cannot please God. Because faith, Why a clan on them? No taste to your life. No taste to your situation. But for the word to profit you, there is a mixture. It's like you're making a cake. You need, without egg, there is no cake. So let me rather use cake. You can do banana cake, you can do every cake. Every cake demands egg. But tell me, is there any cake you can, there's no egg in it? Every cake, there should be egg, isn't it? So your Christian walk is that if you don't have faith with it, you are like doing cake. And go home and try a recipe of cake with that egg. And let's see the mixture outcome. But the word preached. The word was preached. But it did not profit them. Because they did not miss it with faith. They did not miss it with faith. This month, if you want to see manifestations of the fruit in your life, then you must get your ingredient of faith. You should stand by faith. Faith is when they say it's negative, and you look at them and you begin to laugh, and you say, you have said what you know, but I know what my God is saying. By his stripes I am healed. Faith is when they say it, it cannot be possible, but you look at your God, and you did not look at your man, and you did not hear the voice of Edward, but you heard the voice of Christ, and you said, Christ in me is the hope of that glory. They have condemned you, they have counseled you in life, but you will say to them, the race is not to the swift, the battle is never to the strong. My time of faith is this matter. I am going to come alive. They said you have been delayed, they said you have been denied, but you miss the mystery of faith, and you look at it and you say, I am drinking my faith, because my faith says there is nothing impossible with my God. With my God, all things are possible. You can look at me from the point of view of man, but I am looking at my destiny at the point of view of God. What is God saying? What have God said about me? If God has spoken, then it shall come to pass. I came to submit to you. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at yourself. Miss it with faith. Lift the faith up. I say by faith, the walls of Jericho, it fell. Every wall over my life, every wall over my destiny, every wall over my home, you are falling. Because I have faith, I have faith, I have faith. Somebody shout and say, faith.
Just listening to Prophet Edward Obeying Apwaje. For more of these spirit-filled messages, you can visit us at the Faith Center near Supreme Estate, Botri, off the Adenta Dodowa Road. Our Sunday services start from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Our midweek services start from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our monthly all-night dub power night comes off every third Friday of the month. You can't afford to miss.